Thank you for joining us online. We hope you had a wonderful Christmas. We're all together online today, but next week we will be back in person and online at 9 and 11.
And to stay connected, we like to invite everyone. Whether you've been with us for a long time or you're new, we'd like to connect with you. And you can fill out a connect form on our website. There you can also put in if you have any prayer requests or if you're interested in serving or just general connection.
Yeah. Next, we're going to worship God through giving. It's okay if what you need is a year-end tax deduction. You can click the link and give, and we'll put your money to good use here. But we would invite you to go deeper with your giving, to make it worship, a response to God's generosity. In the book of Acts, there's this verse about God's generosity. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their season. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your heart with joy. So let's pray for the offering. Lord Jesus, come. Holy Spirit, come. At this end of the year, remind us of all the ways you've been generous with us, how you've poured out your love, your life in us, and let us respond to that. Let your generosity with us make us generous. And Lord, put these tithes and offerings to work powerfully in our church, in our community, throughout the world. Amen.
Next, here's some upcoming events we have.
And you can read about all of these events online or in the Current magazine.
First, on January 22nd, we have our five-step class. It's a prayer model that we use in all of our Vineyard churches. And it's a simple and practical way for us to partner with the Holy Spirit to see what God wants to do here at church or out in the real world.
Yeah. Next, we have something for folks who are just starting to explore faith and, you know, the big questions in life. And it's Alpha. It's on Tuesday evening starting January 14th. And you get a free, delicious meal, as well as a talk on some aspect of faith, and then a chance to ask your questions and say what you think. It's actually a fun way to get to know some folks and also to just get started.
Yeah, and speaking of meeting, we have our small group season starting up again. So now's the time to go online and pick your new small group.
Again, you can find out more about all these things online or in the Current magazine. Now we're going to change gears. Hunter, you're not just our facilities manager, you're also our youth pastor. So you're the guy behind the fun things that our junior high and senior high students do. And today, our senior high students are going to participate in this service in a pretty cool way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great that, you know, we're all addicted to our phones these days, but at least our students have developed some pretty cool video production skills. And so we asked them to make a few videos for this special online service today. One on discipleship, one on connection, and one on service.
Yeah, again, it's not great that we're addicted to our phones, but the students have really put those skills to use. And, you know, let's assure you, they're not going to get, what you're about to watch isn't beauty hacks and it's not dance videos. It's these priorities that we've had as a church: discipleship, connection, service. And we chose these priorities for our church because we saw God working in these areas already, and we expect that he has more to do. He's going to continue to use these areas to bring us to life. So, discipleship. Discipleship's the core of what we do here at the Vineyard. Jesus gave us our mission to go and make disciples. We want to follow his instructions in Matthew 28. We want to understand how he makes disciples apprentices. We want to press in to transformation, to becoming more like Jesus. And then connection. Well, that's because following Jesus, it's a group sport. It's a family business. You know, the epidemic of loneliness, the isolation and division that is so rampant in America, they just show us that us humans, we're designed for connection. It may take a little time, a little work, but you can find that connection, that fellowship in our Vineyard community. And it's important. The Bible teaches us that to go deep with Jesus, you also got to go deep with each other. And then service. Well, it's no accident that our food shelf, our compassion ministries have exploded over the past few years. There's so much need in our community, and there's a need in us, in our church, for humility. And there's no better way to develop humility than serving others, to teach squirming kids downstairs about the Bible, to wash coffee cups on the weekend. That's service, and it helps make us more like Jesus. Discipleship, connection, and service.
So here we go. Here are our students' three videos on those three things. And as you're watching them, maybe ask yourself, you know, ask God, how, God, are you inviting me into discipleship, connection, and service?
They've really helped me embrace my personal self, I feel like, and who I truly am.
Without people like that, I don't think I'd be who I am now.
And it's so encouraging to be encouraged.
I'm really grateful for meeting you.
So we're at youth group right now.
Yeah, we are at youth group right now.
And we're just talking about how we love our people.
Mm-hmm.
When you have another person in your life that you can just show love to, I feel like it's such a special thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly what we were made to do, you know? We were made to love one another.
To share our feelings with others.
Yeah.
And it's like the most refreshing thing in the world sometimes. And sometimes it feels scary. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to that person about that thing, but we wouldn't be believing right now if it wasn't for Jesus talking to people. Shouldn't we be doing the same? Shouldn't we be going around sharing the love that Jesus showed?
I have memories that are just like us sitting together and talking. It's so nice just to sit with my friends and be with them and know that I'm supported.
Yeah, something that you can look forward to every week.
Every week.
Every single week.
You know, the people in my life have impacted me in just really remarkable ways. And because of the impact people have had on me, it makes me want to go out and be that person for someone else.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Jesus calls us to do. I think because we know the love of the Father, we are to love others in the same way. The Son only does what he sees the Father doing.
Yeah.
And it's the same for us. Imitate me as I imitate Christ, Paul said. And so when we are with people, when we are in our communities, when we are connecting with others,
it builds us up, seeing how others are being built up by God.
Yes.
Seeing other people in the way that they are spreading God, in the way that they are on fire for God,
mm-hmm.
it makes us more eager to do the same.
Yeah.
It's like, it makes you hungry to do, like, they're going to the food shelf. That sounds amazing. I want to go do that too. I want to spread God. It encourages, like, going to a small group, it encourages you to do the work.
Yeah.
To do the work that Jesus assigned us to.
Yeah.
As Christians.
Yeah. And so when we're doing this, when we're talking about this, what you really want to get at is get in a small group, get in community, find your people. You've seen how beautiful it is, how you've seen how fruitful community is. You've seen how fruitful having a support group can be. Go out, make disciples.
Be a disciple.
Love one another. Amen.
Bye.
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 Wow, I guess time will be telling us.
What does discipleship mean to you, and what comes to mind when you think of that?
I think of discipleship as like helping others and showing others and leading others into the ways of Jesus, and really like helping others find their way in that.
How have people discipled you, and how has that brought you closer to Jesus?
A lot of ways. Definitely my just growing up in the vineyard and going through that, and my siblings going through it and telling me all these great things, and then like Limitless or Project Timothy, and hearing all these great things, and I kind of wanted to like go experience these things myself. So I went to events like those. But especially my mom has had a lot of wisdom and shown me a lot. And especially my friends too, really helped me when I have questions or just need help. And my youth pastors for sure, Hunter, Clint, Steph, have been a huge, huge help in that.
How has being a leader and giving back to people changed you, or what does that look like for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is last summer I led a small group with some other student leaders, and we just kind of mentored and went over Bible passages with middle schoolers. And, you know, it was definitely a lot of fun, stressful at times, but I think one of the key things I took away from that is how valuable it is to teach, because you have to learn what you're about to teach. And so I've really learned just like the value of that. You know, if you're about to disciple someone, you have to know what you're discipling them about. And so that was definitely a moment and like season for me to kind of push into my own faith and really dive into the Bible more to make sure that I was equipped to help those students with what they needed. So I think it really does help yourself when you do help other people.
But discipleship is more than just what we get out of it. It's about leading and pointing others to the cross. The cross that represents Jesus, who died for all of us. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says this. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Jesus calls us not only to help others, but to lead them to him, to walk with them on their journey to take up their cross and follow Jesus. That's what discipleship is.
Good morning, guys. My name's Josie.
I'm Allie.
I'm Kendall.
And I'm Kara.
Today, we're going around the church interviewing people on their acts of service.
We believe service is a type of worship.
One of the definitions of service is meeting the physical and spiritual needs of others.
And the action of helping or caring for someone else.
Well, the service is basically the way that we get to prove that we are the hands and feet of Jesus.
How does this service impact our community?
I think it really helps a lot of people. People come to the food shelf because they're food insecure. And so what we try to do is provide some security for people that have those needs.
How can someone get involved with this ministry?
It's pretty easy. Just wind up contacting anybody on staff at the Vineyard Church and just say, "Hey, I'd like to help out." And then what they'll do is they'll get you hooked up with the Compassion Ministries.
My favorite part is seeing the life of God exhibited through our kids. It's a blast to be with them.
My favorite part is just the relationships.
How does this service impact our community?
So this is the generation of kids that's going to take whatever we got as adults, and they're going to go further and deeper than anything we've ever done in God. And so seeing that happen now at this young age and seeing it continue through high school and beyond is beyond exciting. And our kids are always making that impact. The opportunity that Tom and I want to invite our kids' parents into is volunteer.
Yes,
once a Sunday, I don't know, whenever you can, but come on down, because our kids really need all sorts of adult models of all ages and types. And so please come on down. It would be a pleasure to see you.
My favorite part is when the coffee is done, you get handed to the person, you should see the big smile on their face as they know they're going to enjoy something delicious. Just nice to be able to give someone something that they're going to enjoy and it's tasty. And for another thing, it's coffee, which means that anybody who needs coffee is not going to fall asleep in the middle of the service.
What's your favorite part of this ministry?
I love that we get to experience just God's presence through worship. I think that this ministry impacts the community because when we come together and worship God, God's presence is just so powerful. And when we come together and worship and praise and prayer, it changes lives, it changes situations, and I believe that we really see the kingdom of God break through. We have a ton of ways to get involved in the worship community, whether it's on the stage or behind the scenes. We have a lot of different people we need to lead worship or play instruments or sing. We have a lot of people in the booth that we need to do visuals or do slides to run the sound. And so there's a lot of different ways to get plugged in and can train you, and would love to have you be a part of the community.
Thanks for watching.
Man, I love our students. So creative.
Yeah, maybe phone addiction isn't such a bad thing. And these videos, you know, our focus on discipleship, connection, and service, God can really use these things in our lives, in our hearts today.
Yeah, and Paul says in Philippians 2, 12 and 13, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose."
Yeah, you gotta love Paul for putting things into perspective. "For it is God who works in you." Paul reminds us that it's Jesus that transforms us, that it's the Holy Spirit that makes us more like Jesus. And there's a part for us to play. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. There's things for us to do. I mean, God has things today for us to do in these areas of discipleship, connection, and service.
We're going to move into a ministry time now. So wherever you are, you can get comfortable. Find a spot where you can close your eyes and open your hands. Come, Holy Spirit. We want to start by inviting you to help us reflect on these things, on discipleship, connection, and service. For discipleship, it might be how you've helped us grow in patience, generosity, and love, the way that Jesus taught us. For connection, it might be the friends that you've made, connections through small group or serving, where you've experienced Jesus. Or for service, where you've been able to grow in humility, learning how to sacrifice, but also to serve the people around you and to serve Jesus.
Yeah, it's really good to take a minute to remember what God's already done. And as we're listening to him, God is really good at pointing out things, inviting us into new things, new ways that we can work out our salvation through fear and trembling. Be open to what he's saying now. You know, for many of us, God has already pointed to something in our lives that he wants us to do. You know, maybe he's inviting you to pray or read the Bible more. Maybe he's inviting you, telling you, you need to make some friends at church to join a small group. Or it could be he wants you to try serving in the food shelf or even helping on the weekends. You know, I don't know what it is for you personally, but I know it's good. It's the perfect thing where he wants to come and work in you, bless you in that area. So if you already know what that is, great. Thank God. Ask for the strength to actually do it, the motivation. And if you don't know, it's okay. Just take some time and listen. Slow down. Pay attention to the places where maybe you have resistance or you're actually excited about, that's a cool idea, I should do that. You know, the Holy Spirit often works. He triggers those kind of feelings in us.